Researchers say that another major ice shelf in Antarctica has shattered and is in danger of breaking away. Over the weekend, the ice bridge linking the Wilkins ice shelf and two islands snapped. Scientists and environmental campaigners say it's another example of the rapid rate of climate change, and the Obama administration agrees. But the environmental campaigners say that despite their shared concerns, new developments are having very little impact on major climate change negotiations underway in Europe. Michael Vincent reports.
Scientists have been watching the Wilkins ice shelf slowly shrink or retreat since the late 1990s. Now, using satellites, they've been able to watch in the last 72 hours the collapse of an ice bridge linking the shelf to an island. Neil Young is a glaciologist from the Australian Antarctic Division.
On the weekend, that thread, that long band of ice going back from an island to the rest of the ice shelf, started to break up. And if you look at the radar images, what you see is a shattered area of ice. And it looks like that supporting thread is now gone.
But Neil Young says this particular event won't have an immediate effect on sea levels.
The ice shelf is floating on the ocean, so if people are talking about or thinking about sea level and sea level rise, no effect on that because it's already there on the ocean. Whether it's in solid form or liquid form, it doesn't change sea level. What it will do is open up the front of the ice shelf, or what will become the front of the ice shelf, to further break up.
But he says Antarctic glaciers could now melt into the Southern Ocean and raise sea levels.
Removal of the ice shelves appears to take away something that held back the glaciers that fit into them, and they have been observed to speed up, in some cases, by several fold, even as much as seven times. Now, around the greater Antarctica area with the very big glaciers, we don't expect that sort of multiplied factor in increase in speed if the ice shelves were removed, but we certainly expect an increase in speed, and that will definitely have an impact on sea level. And this is one of the big unknowns that was underlined in the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change report, that there's no way we can produce reliable projections into the future of what the contribution of the ice sheet might be on sea level, because there's no way yet that we know how to create reliable projections of their behaviour. There's a lot of the things we need to learn to be able to do that.
This week, Washington DC will play host to an historic joint session of the Antarctic Treaty Consultative Committee meeting and the Arctic Council. Already the Obama administration has acknowledged that what is taking place in Antarctica is the consequence of climate change. Scientists and environmentalists will be listening closely to the comments of the US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton when she speaks to the meeting later today. Dr. Julie Llewellyn is the program leader for Oceans at WWF Australia.
Ironically, literally, as those ministers are meeting, we're witnessing the collapse of ice shelves before our eyes, driven by climate change impact.
What is it about this latest event that concerns you the most?
Look, the numbers are frightening. The last survey, we were seeing that 28 of 36 glaciers appear to be retreating on South Georgia. Of the 244 marine glaciers that drain the ice sheet and associated islands of Antarctic Peninsula, 212 of them, so that's almost 90% of them, have shown overall retreat since 1955.
Also underway this week, international negotiations in the German city of Bonn to discuss the next steps in confronting climate change. Head of Campaigns for Greenpeace Australia Pacific, Steve Campbell, says the political discussions just aren't keeping up with events like those in Antarctica.
The negotiations in Bonn are going far too slowly. It's clear that the science is going much faster than the politics of the climate negotiations. There are some targets, CO2 emission reduction targets, on the table, but they're nowhere near the level that needs to be seen.
The head of Campaigns for Greenpeace Australia Pacific, Steve Campbell.